Blog Talk Radio.
Man, this shit is crazy right here, man. I don't know what I gotta keep doing. Y'all ain't fucking with this ass. I hate it, alright? Yeah. LA West Coast all day.
Killing shit, a homicidal crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting high. Used to think I'll always had a homie, little Philly dog. Used to think I'd never cry, and now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem I never had, it played the wall. Now all I do is wave my middle finger.
Used to be a used to. Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I was still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more
I was up to the end.
I'll never keep rapping.
My time on the curve.
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me to jack a bitch. They can ain't
yeah,
both
yeah,
easy.
Yeah. I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
I used to be the fat kid, 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change, a nigga couldn't get the help. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be them niggas that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum records just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real, used to think it wasn't. Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear and see these niggas? Not now, I used to think that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Woe was me. Used to think they wouldn't care a dagger to the stuff and die. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
Used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was love to the end.
I'll never keep round.
When is my time?
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me to jack a bitch, aka
yeah, yeah. Used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me to jack a bitch, aka
fuck what I used to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick. Cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boot. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to think last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary. In between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious. Niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound. Daggers heavily medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it.
Gotta stay faded.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man. No telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man. No telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was up to the end.
I'll never keep
my time on the curve.
Ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me to jack a
right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used to.
Being what I used to.
Being what I used to.
Hey there, Huey.
Riley.
I couldn't help but notice your sign, and I hope you boys aren't too upset about me having to prosecute Mr. Kelly.
Hey, man, you do what you gotta do.
Why Aunt Kelly, huh? What did Aunt Kelly do to you?
He's accused of relieving himself on an underage girl on tape, which is against the law.
Okay. But let's examine this whole peeing thing. So I can pee in the toilet, and it's okay. But if I pee on a person, it's like, not okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, what if I'm peeing and Huey's in the bathroom and I accidentally pee on Huey? Should I go to jail?
What the hell would I be doing in the bathroom while you're in the bathroom?
Hold up. Remember when we used to sleep in the same bed when we was littler? From time to time, I'd have a little accident.
You still do?
Shut up! So, Mr. Dubois, Mr. I wanna lock niggas up for peeing. What's the statute of limitations on bedwetting? Why not prosecute me and R. Kelly at the same time, huh?
Now, Riley, no one's going to prosecute you for bedwetting.
And you shouldn't. It's a natural bodily function. And now every nigga in the world gonna be scared to pee. I may never pee again.
Riley, it was a little girl.
Oh, I've seen that girl. She ain't little. I'm little.
Yes.
Gary Coleman's little.
Yes.
Mini-me is little.
Very.
And to the best of my knowledge, we all managed to avoid getting peed on so far.
But what about the victim?
Oh, yes, the victim. At what point does personal responsibility become a factor in this equation?
I don't think that...
I see piss coming. I move. She saw piss coming. She stayed.
Yes, she did.
And why did I have to make that on the next R. Kelly album just for that?
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24/7, man. I don't give up the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket. Lions only taking lies, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My speed is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck. I'll make it disappear, now she never wanna leave.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
Hey, what's cracking, y'all? Excuse me, hold up. Sorry about that. The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, reality radio. If you're tuned in now, or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially listening to the first Fuck You Fridays of the new year. Happy New Year to everybody, 2014. Apologize for the first show of the new year on West Coast Wednesdays, man. I was just way too out of it to come here and chill out with y'all that night, and I apologize. But again, that's not how the new year's going to go. Like I said, we're trying to make sure we got every single show, got a lot of new things this new year coming up, hopefully, and we're going to see what's going to happen. But all right, but of course, get the business out the way as always. Shout out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. She created everything. Thank you for allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing. All right. And of course, all independent artists, keep doing what you're doing. All right. Keep sending me your music. All right. Keep sending me your music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Got 5 shows, 4 of them play music. Trust, we will probably play 4 in rotation. All right. And make sure, please, also as well, when you send me your music, label it properly. You know what I mean? And let's see. Also, send in promo pics, you know, if you got promo pics for them and everything, too. Like I said, send me your shit so I can get it out there as much as I can, as good as possible. All right? And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody to take the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support me, to support the artists that come through here. Like I said, if you support reality, which is exactly number one where we are over here besides anything else. Like I said, you're going to get the realest music, realest conversations, the realest people. You never know what you may hear. You never know who's out there listening. All right, so again, make sure keep spreading word about the show, talking about the show. That's all we ask y'all to do. That's all y'all got to do, all right? We take care of everything else over here on Bang Out Radio on our end. All y'all got to do, talk about the show, spread word about the show. Let people know where we're at. Let people know what we're trying to do. Let people know if they want to get heard, you know, in any shape, way, or form. We're right here where it's at on Bang Out Radio, all right? And, you know, the business aspects of everything today, yeah, I think so. So, I mean, yeah, Fuck You Fridays. Again, y'all know about Fuck You Fridays. You want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. As always, you're chilling the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. Just listen in if you would like, you know, either way. But, you know, tonight, there's no music. It's just all talk. If nobody calls in to holler at me, then, you know, I kind of use this time as, kind of like a verbal diary. Keep y'all updated on what Dagger's going on with me, you know, let you know where I'm at with a lot of shit, because, you know, I'll be all over the place, and then it can change in a week, a day, an hour, you know, so I try to keep things updated here as well. So, again, new year, nobody's officially pissed me off yet. Again, why? Because, you know, what I don't like about the new year, and what pisses me off the most about, at least what a lot of people do during new years, is that, you know, I'm going to do this different, I'm going to do that different, I'm going to be a new person, I'm going to try this, I'm going to do that. There's a lot of people that say that they're going to do a whole lot of things, they're going to try a whole lot of things, it's going to be a new year, it's going to be a whole new, you know, everything, you know, and then it winds up being the same thing. You know, I've seen people sit here and talk about, yeah, this is going to be my year, things are going to change, this, that, or whatever, and then, you know, it winds up being exactly the same. They're saying the same thing the following year, you know, people that are stuck in it, that are stuck in certain cycles. Am I back? Come on. I think I'm back. I hope y'all hear me. Like I said, I don't know what just happened just now. I lost my connection, but it seems like I'm back, so I'm hope I'm back, and I hope y'all is there. Let me make sure. Hold on. Do this. Oh, man. Well, everything else is cool for the new year so far, but, of course, my computer won't fuck with me. But that's interesting. I need a new computer. That's what I need. Oh, shit. Well, I'm going to keep talking because I think I'm on the air until I discover if I'm not or not. But like I was saying, people get caught in the same. Hold on. Let me get myself all the way right. Hold on. That's another thing. Drinking some Red Bull, about to spike it with some vodka because I'm going to tell them where the knife is going to go, so I want to make sure I get started early. But honestly, did anybody else know that Red Bull was actually red? I mean, I never actually poured it out of the container, or what am I drinking? What is this? The red edition of Red Bull. So I guess maybe this one is the only one that is actually red. Kind of tripped me out for a second. Hold on. Mm-mm. Spiking with some of this. Oh, yeah. It's a whole lot better right there. But, where was I at? Again, people getting caught up in the same cycles, want to do the same thing, talk about the same thing, be the same way about shit, you know. And I can't even lie myself. I used to fall into those categories and into that category myself a lot. Just really because, again, every year it seems like it is a new beginning to step towards something new, but at the same time, if you're not a new person, you know, if you don't carry it on yourself, if you don't take the steps yourself to make things happen, then it's not going to happen as well. I mean, y'all know me. I've always been the type that, you know, I say it many times, I always put other people before myself. It's a lot easier for me to do that because deep down, I know when push comes to shove or my back's against the wall, I'm going to be okay. Why not just because me, just because I refuse to give up, just because I refuse not to fall, just because I refuse not to stop. But also I know that I have people that have my back as well. You know, shit really hit the fan. Shit really came down to it. If I was really on the verge of some, you know, something really wrong or something bad or in the need of something really serious, you know what I mean? I know I have two people that I can call on and let them know what's up. And everything will work out and everything will be okay, some, you know, somewhere at some point. But, you know, there are those people that don't have that. And I understand that as well. There are those people out there that really don't. They don't have families. They don't have true friends. Or you may think you do, but you won't know until something happens where they're put to the test. You know, they're your best friend. They're this, that, always until it's put to the test. And that's where you find out the most about people, is when they're tested. And again, you don't have to. I'm not the type to sit up and test people. I can't lie. I don't test people on purpose. You know, let me rephrase that. I don't test people on purpose. When it comes to my test or anything like that, if you want to say it like that, like I've been saying it, it's when things happen, and then at that point you see where people are at. You know what I mean? Because, again, if you tell somebody you're about to test them, or if you know a test is coming, you know how many people, you know, you prepare for a test, you get ready for it. Well, most people do when you're in school, things like that. You know, if you know something is coming and you know something important, then, you know, you're going to do whatever you can to make sure you're as prepared for it as possible, or at least you should. So, but then at that point as well, I don't like people being prepared for me, because, you know, I'm not prepared for life. People aren't prepared for life, in a sense. It's weird. I know I'm not double talking or backtracking, but you should already have it within yourself how to react to certain situations. You get what I mean? You should already, you know, I know people, and the people that I deal with, where if I put them in a certain situation, I pretty much know how they're going to react. You know what I mean? I'm a good judge of people, character, things like that. So I know where people go, how they're going to react to certain situations, how they're going to handle certain things. So in knowing that, you know, I just don't put certain people in certain situations either. I mean, you have to know who you're talking to. You have to know your friends. You have to know the people in your life. You have to know the people you choose to associate with. Because, again, if you don't know them, or if you assume or you think you know them, then that's when shit blows up. That's when shit happens. That's when problems occur. That's when, you know, the ball starts rolling and you can't get it to stop. But, again, as far as keeping and, you know, testing people, you want to well, you just got to see what happens when people are tested on their own. See, this is things that a lot of females do as well. Females will test a nigga on purpose, or test people on purpose. They set out to try to drop hints or to do this or to do that because they're trying to test somebody to see how they're going to react to it. Now, see, me, I don't do shit like that. When shit happens, I call or I may ask certain people or I go to certain people to see what they're going to do about it or if they can help or whatever. Because, again, me being the person that I am, I don't like asking for help. I'm very prideful in a sense, you know, because I was always taught to believe, you know, if I don't have it, then I don't need it. You know what I mean? But there are those people that don't feel like that. They feel if they don't have it, they need to steal it. They need to go get it. You know, they're not going to work for it. They're not going to earn it. You know, I just feel like if I don't have it, I'm just not meant to have it at this point. If it was something that I needed that bad, then I would do what I need to do to go out and get it. But like I said, not everybody thinks like that. But when shit happens, when shit transpires, then, you know, then you got to figure out, you know, like if I was on some hood shit, some niggas jumped me, robbed me, blase, blase, this, that, woo, you know what I mean? I got people I can call that would really, like, handle that. I wouldn't even want, you know, I wouldn't even make that call unless I knew it was something that was about to transpire, you know, but the fact that I know that, you know, and then also there's other shit like, you know, well, when it comes to females will sit here and be like, you know, I got your back, this, that, you know, ride or die to the dirt, this, that, or whatever. And then when you actually do ask them, or I've been in a situation where I've actually had to ask, and it doesn't pop off. And, you know, they look at me like, don't you got it, or da-da, or like, I can't, like, and I always feel bad in certain situations. That's the one main reason why I don't like asking people for things, because, number one, I don't like rejection. I mean, who likes rejection? Number one. And then, two, if I'm asking for something, then it's something that I really do need, or that I'm really trying to get to, or that I'm really trying to have help. I mean, it's for something, like, important. Because if it's not important, then, again, like I said, I wouldn't worry about trust. The fact that I'm even opening my mouth to ask you certain things means that it's important. But, again, what's important to me or what's important to one person is not going to be important to the next person. And then, again, how do you, well, which is, you know, what I'm doing now is, like, you can't, if you have your own things going on in your own life and you just simply just can't, which is another thing about me, which is, it's not sad, but it's interesting when I look at it, because the people that I get involved with or the people that I deal with, they all do shit. There's very few people that I associate with, that I hang out with, that I do these that don't do absolutely nothing at all. You know, some people got families. Some people got, you know, their own work, their own friends, you know. Yeah, where's that? I'm sorry. That thing that just happens when you're talking and something just throws you totally off on some bullshit. So, I mean, it's dumb shit. But maybe if I just sit this drink real quick, this might not help. But I see women, I was tracking for it. But they say you never know what's going to happen in reality, right? Lose track of place and shit. But, like I said, women tell you one thing, something else happens. I don't say anything. Okay. I don't say anything unless it's important. I don't ask for things unless it's important. But, so when I start asking for things, let me backtrack. That's why I don't ask for shit. Again, because I also don't want to be that person that's always asking for something. You know, despite what everybody else got going on in life and despite what everybody else got going on right now, for me, in this new year, it is going to be a new year for me. I mean, everything is kind of new right now. So I got a new car. Oh, shit, and it's like I'm starting over. But at the same time, I'm very thankful. Don't give me what I'm about to say. But like I said, my grandmother hooked me up with her car, and I think it was like the first car ever off the lot. You know what I mean? Like off the assembly line. Man, the motherfuckers is balling. But she got, you know, it's a 85, like, Chevy, like, station wagon I'm dipping right now. Now, oh, man, scared to put it on the freeway. Made it on the freeway a few times. But, you know, real cruising-type vehicle. You know, the top speed on that motherfucker is 85. You know, me, I am the driver. So I can't dip that motherfucker like that. And it still needs to get put actually in the shop. I was just barely able to put it in, you know, get a new battery put in it, as well as, you know, take care of, like, $300 worth of work to get the motherfucker running, and that's just to get it moving. So, you know, still sounds like a truck. You know, the top speed limit is 85. I only pushed that motherfucker maybe 45, 50. But it gets me where I got to go. You know, I don't have to worry about the bus. You know, it does some good on gas mileage. You know, it's one of those old school parts. I put like $10 in it. It had like almost a quarter and a half of gas. You know, it was cool. You know, I was used to put $10 in the truck. Nigga didn't get shit. So try to think the positive aspects of things, and it's gonna get me where I gotta go. It's also funny, you know. I'm glad I'm not one of the type of people that like holler at bitches. You know, be trying to jib at them and all like that and everything. Because you know, I know how bitches are nowadays. It is gonna be funny to see how this year's gonna turn out, because. Again, me, a lot of things I do, a lot of things I have, a lot of things I deal with, a lot of things I go through, is not on the level that I should be on. And this is just me speaking about myself. Again, I'm way too smart in certain situations. I've had way too much experience with shit, you know, good, bad, ugly, you know. Because I was a kid, I was like, you know, I don't listen. I'm hard-headed. You know, I got to find out for myself, and then I make my own determinations. You know, you tell me it's hot, I'm not going to believe you until I go over there and touch it to see if it's hot, and I hope that I don't get burned. You know, it's that type of thing, but I'm hard-headed. So, and I've taken that a lot into my life as well, but in a good way. Because, I mean, I just don't trust anybody's information but my own. People could tell you this, people could tell you that. You can hear all kind of shit from people. People, you know, will tell you something to get their needs met. People will tell you something just because it sounds good. People will tell you something just so you'll shut the fuck up and stop talking. You know, nobody, it's hard to find somebody that's really genuinely telling you something real that's a benefit to you. You know, so again, like I said, hard-headed, not dealing with that type of shit, not wanting to worry about it, so, and having to figure it out for myself, so when I put myself in certain situations, I can speak on experiences, because like I said, I've done them. And it's just my experiences and just noticing how people are now. Like I said, it's going to be real funny if I were to go on dates, or, you know, outside of people that already know me, I'm talking about anybody new, if that were to pop up. But it also lets you know where you stand, too. If you just want to talk shit about me because of my car, because of my station wagon, I love my station wagon. That motherfucker can give me everywhere, but you know how bitches can be. Look at this nigga in this station wagon. I mean, I'd be thinking, like, can I go on dates in the station wagon? Like, you know, one of these Barbie type bitches or whatever, you know what I mean? Wanted me to pick her up and go out and have a party or whatever. Can I pull up to the club in the station wagon? But I bet I could if I pull up in that motherfucker, because I could fit a lot of bitches in that station wagon. You know, I fit like six motherfuckers up in there and shit. You know, lay a couple in the back because, you know, you got the little back space in there or whatever. But, again, you know, I just think about these things because, you know, again, so lucky I don't care what people think, but this is something that's going to happen. It's gonna happen. I know it. Then I'm going to be a nigga, okay, bitch, well, fuck you. Or, okay, well, give me your keys, I'll drive your car. I mean, if that's how you feel. Or you can meet me here, meet me there, whatever. You know what I mean? Luckily, I'm at the point where I don't care. That's another new thing for me for the new year. I do not. I don't care. I have to keep telling myself that. Because I do, but if I keep telling myself I don't, maybe I can, you know, because it's too many people out here that don't care about nothing. Nothing. I mean, usually people have something that they care about. You know, everybody's, you know, usually people have that one thing in their life or something in their life where, you know, they use that as a focal point. They said, okay, well, if I don't got anything else, I at least got this, and this is going to make me want to do right. This is going to make me want to work harder. This is going to make me want to be a better person. This is going to, you know, and even if you don't have that one thing or something that makes you want to do that, then you got to take it to that next step and want to do it yourself. I mean, that's where I'm at. I just want to do it myself. The biggest thing I want in life, you know, outside of staying drama-free, outside of, you know, bullshit, ratchetness, outside of just dumb stupidity, the one thing I really want, which is, I guess, what everybody should want, like, you want the ability to be stable. You don't want to have to ask for help. You want to be able to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. I mean, I think that's pretty much everybody. I'm assuming. Process on how to get there is always an interesting case. Like you said, you have those people that are fortunate. They come from money. You know, their families got money. You know, females do spoiled-ass little motherfuckers. So I never got to do shit. Just gets handed to them. I need this. I need that. And their mama or daddy or somebody, you know, just gives it to them, hands it over. You know, it's people that never had to work for anything. You got those people. I mean, you got the people that have struggled all their life. No help at all. They use that as an excuse to be assholes to people. I may be kind of like that. Maybe. But I don't use it as an excuse to be an asshole to a motherfucker. If I'm an asshole to somebody, I'm an asshole to them because I want to be an asshole to them. You know, so that's this. But, I mean, there are those people that, I done went through all this. My mama, my daddy did this, da-da-da. Motherfuckers in jail, this, that, or whatever, and they use that as an excuse to sit up there and just talk all kind of fouls to people to do whatever, be whatever, act out or whatever. It's like, fuck you. Yeah, it's fucked up your life went like that. Yeah, it's fucked up your parents is fucked up. Yeah, this, that. But that doesn't give you the right to be a fucked up person to people. I tell people all the time, especially here on this radio show, over here on Bang Out Radio, personal fucking responsibility. No matter how kind of, are you tired of seeing this shit, all these people up here, man, my house was fucked up, I had to do this. Okay, you have to do what you have to do to survive. You have to get where you have to go. You have to do what you have to do. You have to rob this nigga. You have to shoot this motherfucker. He's going to shoot you. You have to do this to feed the, whatever the fuck you have to do. All right. Good story. But there comes a point in your life when you decide the type of person that you want to be, the type of things you want to do, the legacy you want to leave, what you want to be known for. When people talk about you, what do you want people to say about you? You know? Now, that's an interesting question, too, because, again, for somebody who doesn't give a fuck, I do want to leave some type of legacy. I mean, I can't lie. I mean, if I die tomorrow, what will people say about me? I don't know. Oh, you always see those specials, those TV specials and shit where motherfuckers, you know, people die or whatever, and I guess they go around to their friends and girls and their family and they interview the people talking about, he was such a nice person. They give you the shirt off his back. He'll give you this. I just curious what people would say about me. That was always smoking weed. Yep, that was me. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know. And it's hard for me to say because, again, I've been so down on myself most of my life. You know, I've always, it's so easy to me to point out what's wrong with me, how I act in certain situations. You know, I can do that real easily. But when I actually talk about, you know, if I was start speaking good about myself, I don't know. I do not know. Stupid. There was a moment when niggas text you during the show because they listen in and they follow you themselves. But anyway, oh, but damn, see, motherfucker threw me off again. Motherfucker. Yeah, well, I'd be down on myself a lot, yeah, and I just, because I, as far as my good qualities go, I know I got a lot, but I couldn't sit here and list them. It's so easy for me to, like, point out the bad things. I can sit up here and tell you all day what's wrong with me. All day. But if you ask me what some of my strong points or what's good or anything like that, I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot of them, but it's crazy, too, because other people say good things about me sometimes. You know, every now and then people say good things about me and everything like that, but or they won't tell me, or they'll tell me what they think is good about me. I'll be like, really? Where'd you get that from? I mean, I don't know. Because, again, I can only look at my life. I mean, what do I really do for people? Well, I do a lot of shit for a lot of people. Let me take that back. How do I word this? Well, no. I mean, I don't know. What do I really do for people? I mean, people talk to me all day about shit. I mean, I listen to people. When people always got some story to tell, my bitch this, my nigga that, this nigga I'm fucking with, this girl I'm fucking with, can you believe this nigga did this type of shit? I mean, I listen. I hear a lot of shit. And I'm also what I like to call, I'm just going off of what I see and what happens. I'm kind of like a safe zone. You know, I am the safe zone for people, it seems. Because, again, people know I don't be on that bullshit. Overall, I'm not on that bullshit. I think that's the one thing motherfuckers really do know about me, is that I'm not dealing with trivial shit. Now, on a personal tip, one-on-one or whatever, you know, people have their own quarrels or issues with me for whatever reason they have. But overall, I think people know I don't be about that bullshit. So the type of shit that they're willing to deal with me is just me. What you going to do? My attitude, which I try not to have. You know, I got a smart mouth. I think usually, you know, I speak what I think. I try to, but again, I can't. I can't speak freely. Because, again, as much as people say that, you know, I can handle the truth. I mean, people really can't. They can't. I've been in situations where I told people exactly how I felt, you know, hardcore, woo-woo, and it never, never turns out good. Again, I know this from experience. And then knowing the people you deal with, you know, certain people don't want to hear certain shit. So, but again, in, as far as what I'm doing, and people don't realize that as well. It's like I don't lie to people, but I don't tell them exactly what's going on in my head because again, you don't want to know that. Who wants to hear somebody point out everything? Because like I said, I pay attention. That's another fucking curse. A lot of shit people do that pisses off other people, or they get over it, or they're used to it, or whatever. That shit irritates me. It really does. So if every time somebody did something right, and I'm the motherfucker sitting here like, what the fuck are you doing, or what the fuck is that, or did it, you know, I don't want to be, what is it, a killjoy, or, you know, they call it something. I don't want to be the downer in the group. You know, I don't want to be the motherfucker pointing out everything or whatever, because I see how people are when they enjoying themselves. I mean, let's take it one step further. As far as the turn-up goes, right, is me too as well. When I like to turn up, I like to enjoy myself and have a good time and do all that. It's because I don't want to have any worries. I don't want to think about shit. I don't want to have to worry about, you know, the people with me or anything. This is why I hang with certain people when I was, like I said, when I get turned up, and which is why I don't do it that often, is because somebody has to pay attention. Because I want to be the one that dumb, stupid, drunk, can barely move. You know, I want to be that person sometimes, but I always got to drive. So even if I am that person, I got to snap out of it so I can drive, you know, in certain situations. Or, you know, I don't want to have to go out, like I said, when we go out party or whatever, I don't want to have to babysit niggas. I like rolling with niggas that no matter how fucked up they get, they can handle themselves and shit's going to be cool. I don't want to have to worry about, this nigga just turned up. They keep an eye on him, where'd he go, you know, who the fuck is he pissing off, you know, shit like that. I don't like having to do shit like that. So, but again, that's why I don't get to turn up the way I be wanting to. I mean, it's crazy. Like I said, if I have my own spot or my own place and anything like that, I'll get shit. I'll probably be the most fucking drunk, high mother, because I would have no reason to leave. My house, I have overall what to, you know what I mean? Like, all the bottles I want in the refrigerator, in the cabinet, can't nobody tell me nothing, ball on the table, you know. Like, it's mine. Like, you don't like it, get the fuck out, man. Like, I can't wait to get a spot just so I can kick somebody out. Yeah, I mean, it's all that exists for nobody. But just to be like, you know what, this is mine, just have somebody going like, you know what, you're pissing me off, get the fuck out. Bye. You know what I mean? They close the door. Like, are you serious? Yes, I'm very serious. But I don't know how I got all the way here. But actually, like, I'm just in the middle of a lot of shit. You know what I mean? The nigga, as far as music goes, I got bars. Niggas I roll with got bars. Not enough people know that. You know, niggas went to a show, and, you know, and I'm just looking at shit like, this new year, I'm not doing shit like that, man. We can't do shit like that. Yeah, if we ain't got no kind of pull, because, I mean, basically what happened was the show, we went to a show New Year's Eve. Now, again, positiveness, I got to hang out with the homies and shit. Brought a New Year's Eve with the right people and everything. Everything was good. You know, no problems, no dramas, no issues. But we were gassed up to go to a show and perform at a show that really didn't have nothing to do with us, to be honest. But the way it was brought up to us is that, yeah, it's y'all show, y'all can do what y'all want here, go on when you want to, perform, blase, this, that, woo, boy, that niggas got us real gassed up to go there, and when we got there, it was some whole nother other shit. I'm done with that shit. But also at the same time, I got to make sure I get my shit together, because this is what happens when shows are free. Because, again, we ain't big time like that yet. We not. So we're not going to get that type of treatment. You know, we're not going to get that type of treatment. And so it basically comes down to the point where, you know, we just got to hit the streets ourselves, which is what I tell people. We got to hit these clubs. We got to get to these other functions. We got to get these open mics. We got to get out there. People have to see us, hear us. And then once that happens, you know, I mean, it'll tell them what can transpire. But as long as nobody knows of us outside of our group and our circle, then nothing's going to happen. So there's that. I mean, this is all kind of shit. New job. Starts on Monday. Like I said, I've been out of work as long as I've been out of work. Now I'm going back to work. Something I ain't never done before. I'm going to be a bag runner. Bag runner at the airport. That'll be... You one of these motherfuckers, all these people making fun of, you know, these TSA people. No, I wasn't the TSA, but I'm going to be a bag runner for one of these terminals or some shit down there at the airport now. I don't know if I'm the motherfucker doing the planes, you know, taking the people's luggage from the planes to the this, that, or whatever, or if I'm going to be the motherfucker that, you know, when you're doing your carry-on shit, I don't know what I'm going to do. We're going to see what orientation is about or whatever. But, again, got a job, and as far as I go, see, I can do anything. I'm going to just put it that way. Outside of this, as long as it's not accounting, and I got to worry about your bank account or your numbers and shit like that or whatever, pretty much I can do it. I can talk to people. I can move your shit from here to there. I can build something if I got a, you know, step-by-step thing or something like that, or somebody overwatching me to help, you know what I mean? So I got a lot of background and everything when it comes to jobs. So, but this would be something brand new to me. Never fucking worked at an airport before. And then after all the shit I had to go through to even get the fucking job, I mean, it's going to be real interesting to see how this shit plays out. But, you know, and then I'm hoping I'm not dealing with people, or at least not dealing with people, you know, straightforward and head on, because, again, y'all know how I feel about people. I don't want to talk to people. I just want to do my job and get the fuck on. So we'll see how that goes. Now, again, good part about the job, I got some steady money coming in. Bad part about it, it's only part-time. Good part about that is I don't got to spend all day fucking there. I mean, who can't knock out 4 hours a day, 4 or 5 hours a day? You know, and hopefully they give me more hours. We'll see how that goes. But then bad thing, I'm always, you know, telling me it's the airport. Airport's 24 hours. They already told you first, like, if you could work at, like, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., would you be able to? Of course I'm going to tell them yes. Of course I would have to if that's what I have to work. Usually up at those times anyway, doing something else, but It's just going to be interesting to see how things play out, you know. And this is the 1 year, like I said, I'm taking this year for myself. You know, I've done, my whole life I've done so much for other people. You know, I've helped them get here, helped them get there, whatever. I need to fucking help myself for a change. And then see who's actually willing to help me get to a better place for a change. Or at least not tear me down. That a lot, too. I mean, as much as I help you, there are those people that really don't want me to get where I want to go. Or because they don't want me to do that because they feel it's going to take away from them. Or then they'll lose out on something. And people don't realize, like, if I was actually on, like, for those that helped me get there, we is going to be on. Like, it's not a question. But the same people that talked the most shit while I wasn't on and everything like that, oh, y'all going to see how much of an asshole. Like, y'all better pray I never get on. Ever. Because I'm going to be that type of person. Don't fucking come around me now. Where were you at during this? Where were you at during that? Where were you at during live performances? Where were you at, you know what I mean? Where were you? Oh, now you want to pop up. This is what I mean. So, like I said, see how the new job goes. It also gives you something to talk about. They say all this shit always pops off at the airport. They see some Star Wars walking through there or whatever, you know what I mean, TMZ and shit. But that would be interesting to see what happens, bro. And then again, like I said, when I get at work, it's going to be funny because, again, people. I'm going to have to deal with other people that I work with. Got to watch these sneaky-ass motherfuckers, you know, shit like that or whatever. Yeah. Ain't no telling them. TSA, mostly women anyway. Like, oh, I'll be so working with somebody's mama and grandmama and shit and everything. Like I said, all kind of shit I just don't want to. This is why I like music so much. Like, I wish I could just do music and get paid off of music. I wish I could get paid off this radio show. So I don't have to do certain shit. I don't want to have to do this, but I got to. I'm going to do it with a smile on my face because they're paying me for it. But but it's not what I want to do. But again, using this chance, like I said, get the car back running as it should. Because again, luckily about to get nothing about the car, no car note. Don't got to worry about that. But that frees up a couple of $100 every now and then a month for right now. You know what I mean? So, and then if I actually do save up enough money and want to hop into something else, I still have that car as a backup. So, you know, I'm trying to, I think big picture. You know, I always think global. I want to say globally. It's not global, but that's how I like to think of things. A lot of people think small, you know, day to day, hour to hour. And my thing is, I think too far in the future. I think too big, and then the little shit doesn't matter to me. I mean, that's the difference. I see that with a lot of people as well. Like I said, what are we doing today? What are we doing tonight? I'm not worried. I'm worried about the weekend. I'm worried about next week, next month. You know, I don't. Day-to-day is always going to be day-to-day. That's why I don't even like people asking me what I'm doing today, what have you done. I don't do shit normally. And the shit that I do is not really worth me speaking on. And then I smoked some weed, walked around the block. You know what I mean? Like, ran errands. It's nothing really. So, oh, I don't know. Man, this year, man. Like I said, it's just started. It's not like anybody's pissed me off. But like I said, a lot of people are going to be pissed off at me. And again, I don't care. That's why I have to keep reminding myself this whole year is that, man, I just don't. If you ain't stepping up, like I said, to help me, not to sound, you know, conceited, divisive, this, that, whoop, or whatever. And again, I don't even ask for much. When I do ask for shit, it amazes me. People ask me for hundreds of dollars. Hundreds. Let me get 150. Let me get this. Let me get that. It's never anything really small. What do I ask for? $5. A dub, maybe. You know, and I'm asking for this for people that got jobs and shit like that and everything like that. And then people ask me for shit, and I don't got a job, and then something, and then I'm able to make things happen. So I don't get that. But again, since it doesn't make sense to me, then I'm gonna stop doing shit. This is the point. Excuse me, I'm sorry, y'all. But yeah, because it's just too much. And again, if you're not willing to help or you're not trying to help, that's fine too. But then don't get mad when I'm doing what I gotta do in order to help my fucking self. You know. And it's crazy. Like I said, people want you to do shit for them, want to do this, want to do that, blah, blah, whatever, but are not willing to, or they just don't understand. Like I said, they're thinking like right now. Or like, you know, say I want to go out with somebody. They want to hang out with me. They want to do something. Now, but they're not realizing that, you know, I got this to do, I got that to do, I need the gas to get to where I need to go, blah, blah, this, that, whatever. I can't afford to go out when I need to get new shoes for work. Their fucking haircut. You know what I mean? They don't understand that. All they think about is, oh, I just want to go out with you. And then on top of that, I got to pay for that date too. I mean, I'm not trying to be an asshole about the situation, but it's like, fuck. Like, I don't got shit to do. But again, where I should be at this point in my life, I agree with you. I should be able to handle all that, still go out and do it. I should be able to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, but I can't. But the bottom line is that I understand that. One thing I've always understood that I get, finally, like I said, is myself. Like when it comes to my music, if you listen to my music, it's really me. I'm glad people enjoy it and everything and like it, but most of the time it's me. A lot of the songs, my realest tracks, is me talking to myself. Because a lot of the shit that I get myself into, I have no one else to blame but myself. So when I talk about situations I'm in, I'm talking to myself like, nigga, why the fuck did you do that? That's why it's so raw. That's why I just gutter. Because most of the time I'm talking to myself like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? Or I'm putting down how I should be. Fuck that bitch. Don't worry about that. You know what I mean? Because you listen to my music and pay attention to it. It's like a mantra to myself. Because I shouldn't be in the situations that I'm in. You shouldn't spend money on dumb bitches. You shouldn't put others before yourself if you're not able to do that. You shouldn't give a fuck what other people think about you. So, that's what I'm saying. When I do that, when I write my music, when I put those things out there like that, it's because, yo, that's why, man, you sound so angry. Because I do be fucking angry. Mad at myself, most of all. Fuck is your problem? Like, if I could look in the mirror and talk to myself. Man, what the fuck are you doing? Or, you know, you have those thoughts or when you come up on a situation where you have to think about something, decide what you're going to do. You know, like in the cartoons, you know, you got the devil on one side and the angel on the other side. It's like the angel is the person. You know, when I'm in the streets and I'm doing what I have to do, I'll listen to the angel as much as I don't want to. You know what I mean? I do the right thing. But when it comes to the mic, you know, that's everything that I wish I could do. On the mic, it's the epitome of the dagger. It's the epitome of me not giving a fuck about nothing. And when I'm on the mic, yeah, I have no guidelines. I don't give a fuck about nothing. Because, again, just like this radio station, it's the one other place where I can get out everything that I want to, and I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks. You either roll with it or you don't. And, again, I'm taking that more and more into my life. You either fucking with me or you not. Simple. It don't get no simpler than that. Everything else, trivial, bullshit. All the talking, all the thoughts, whatever, it all boils down to, look, are you fucking with me or not? That's what it boils down to. Every conversation, every thought, no matter where it starts, it always ends there. So fuck all the other shit. You fucking with me or not? Plain and simple. Yes or no. And then go from there. That's what I mean. I get to the bottom. Everything up, you know, is like, fuck all the other shit. Then you get to the point. And that's what it always boils down to. Then, okay, now if you're fucking with me or not, then we can decide, okay, you're fucking with me, you know, on a weekly basis, or you're fucking with me, you know what I mean? Then you decide other shit. Because if you choose not to fuck with me, then there's no need for a conversation. Like, because we've already established that. So then, okay, you're not fucking with me. All right, then fine. Bye-bye. Handle your business. Now, if your mind changes, let me know. But if not, then that's it. Like I said, it's not hard. The one thing I've discovered about life, as hard as life is, it really is only as hard as you make it. Who you put in your life, the shit you're willing to put up with, the shit you choose to put, you know, choose to put up with, again, the people in your life, how you deal with the people in your life, family, friends, the people you choose. You know, again, it all falls back to self-responsibility. Because, again, you choose the people that are in your life. You choose to deal with family or not. You know what I mean? When you go out, you either choose to go to this club or this club. You know what I mean? It's life is nothing but choices and free will. That's the one thing I operate on most of all, which is the one thing that's going to probably get me in the most trouble ever, and because it's got me in trouble before. Free will. Not to sound like the devil's advocate and shit, but again, that's what it all boils down to. It's what people want to do without any kind of incentive. You know, how can I try to like when I'm in a relationship, when I'm dealing with a female, there are those people that when they're in a relationship, they have to keep their girl or their female, you know, under lock and key type shit. You know what I mean? They have to, you know, they're always on the phone. What you doing? Not like this, that, oof, or whatever. Now, for some people that works. You know, some people just have to be like that. Some girls need somebody on their head like that. Sometimes some girls will like that. Some, you know, I don't know. But what I do, how I handle it, it's like, girl, you're going to do what you want to do. Even if I were to do all that, right, I know guys that do all that. If it's still out there doing God knows what. So why are you going through all the extra? You know what I mean? Free will. A female is going to do what she wants to do. You just have to hope that she's smart about it. Not smart, but, you know, that she just don't want to do certain things. And again, like I said, many times, that's where the trust factor comes in. So, but which is what fucks me up, because I've given girls that I've dealt with free will, just whatever. And then something happens or something transpires, they fell off some dick somewhere, or, you know, some shit doesn't happen, and blah, blah, blah. And then they come to me also, I'm like, well, you act like you don't care. I mean, I can't care because, look, if I cared as much as you think I should be caring, and then you did some shit like this, then what? Then that gives me the right to slap you? Then, you know, then the fighting and arguing is going to be, you know, worth it? I mean, now what? Or it's your fault that it ain't my fault. And I tell people all the time, even if we argue, if you want to go fuck somebody else and do something else, like I said, let's get on some swinger shit, or let's not fuck with each other and then go do what you got to do. Simple. I'm done. Which is why I don't even like getting involved in certain types of things like that, right? Because, again, when dealing with people, you're going to have to deal with some level of bullshit. Some level of it. Like I said, nothing's perfect. But, again, the amount of bullshit you deal with is your choice. The type of bullshit you deal with is your choice. Whether you choose to deal with the bullshit at all. The hardest thing for me this year, I already see, is going to be able to, like, keep certain relationships with people, not letting them. What I also figure out, people like to get away with shit. That's what people like to do. People like to get away with shit. Like I was saying a little bit earlier, nobody likes to get called out on the dumb shit that they do all the time, or when something happens, or, you know, I got pet peeves with people. And when certain things happen, you know, part of me is like, man, I want to just say something, but at the same time, when you're dealing with certain people, and that's part of that's just part of what they are, then it's like, okay, deal with it and shut up, which is what I do. I shut up. But then it comes to the point where it's like I said, I shouldn't have to shut up. I mean, I choose to be quiet, but again, I don't know. I don't let it stop me. I try not to. Like I said, I don't want to make anybody feel bad for how they are. Because again, just because what they do or how they act or whatever doesn't work for me, then that doesn't mean that it's not going to work for somebody else and why would people change for me? Who am I? Because I damn sure ain't changing for nobody. You know, I can't, I've been changing all my life, let me put it that way. Like I said, all my life I thought I was always doing something that somebody else wanted me to do. Like I said, start off with my parents, you know, friends. It was always, you know, it didn't matter to me what I did, as long as I was doing something. But, you know, it matters to other people, so I was just roll with them. I wasn't really a follower, because then they would ask me how to make things happen and make things pop off and shit like that. So I was leading the situation, but it was always nothing. it usually wasn't nothing that I technically wanted to do. But it's just figuring out what path you want to walk, what steps you want to take, which direction you want to go. And as far as I go, like I said, I can't sit around and do what other people want no more. Like I said, no was never really in my vocabulary. I have a problem telling people no. I've been saying it a lot already in the new year. Now I'm good. And why? Part of it is because I know a lot of you other people too. Like I said, y'all don't want to be like bored and just not doing anything, right? I understand how that can be sometimes. You know, don't want to sit in the house or blase this out or whatever, or everybody's doing something, everybody's doing this, you just want to do something. But no, it don't got to be like that. Trust me. Plenty of lonely nights. Not saying it like that, but I mean, and the fact that you don't need to be around people unless you want to. I think there's a difference. I don't like it when people say, I'm bored, there's nothing to do. There's always something to do. Always. Depends how much money in your pocket. Depends on who you're trying to deal with or who you're trying to associate with and what you're trying to do. There's always something to do. But what? For what? It's funny because every time I think about, you know, wanting to go out when I do have money in my pocket, and I'm like, nigga, let's turn up. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And, you know, niggas be like, okay, for sure, things fizzle out or whatever, something happens. I mean, I may be a little upset because I wasn't hanging out with the homies and everything like that, but then I think about it like, I got money in my pocket. You know what I mean? Like, still good. I can get something to eat real quick or something. It's still have money. You know, you got to, like I said, I think about the end result. It's like, yeah, I want to go out. Yeah, I got money. But if I don't go out, then I'm still going to have money. You know, and there are certain things you don't have to deal with. So, again, it just depends. Like I said, that's me speaking at 31. I don't know, maybe if I was still in my 20s or something like that or whatever. Because when I couldn't sit still. But even when I was 20, you know what I mean, I was always doing something. School, work, college. You know, I was still doing something, but I mean, I wasn't doing shit because I had nothing else to do. You know what I mean? There are those people that I ain't got nothing to do, so I'm going to find something to do. It don't got to be like that, man. Not all the time. Because ain't nothing in the streets but bullshit. I mean, we all know this. Still my fucking drink. We all know there's nothing in the streets but bullshit. And the hope is that when you go out, you go somewhere where there's the most amount of fun, but the least amount of bullshit, right? Because if you go out somewhere and all you hear about the place, man, they always got something going on over there, man. Niggas was shooting there last week. If you always hear something about the place that always has bullshit going on, you're not going to fuck with it. So as far as what I'm thinking, so when you go out, you try to have the most fun with the least amount of bullshit as possible, to my understanding. But how often is that going to happen? There's always going to be some bullshit going down somewhere. Sadly enough. And like I said, depending on where the party is, there's definitely going to be more bullshit going on, like at a party in the hood, than it would up in the, you know, where the rich folks be at, but still. So it's about what you want to deal with. So already to go out, you got the money in your pocket, most likely some people to roll with, 2-3 people to roll with or whatever, and you got to find the right location. That's a lot going into just going out and hanging out. Then I hate going to these clubs and shit with the watered-down drinks and everything like that. I can't even get a drink, which is why you got to get a bottle so you can get drunk before you go in, just in case. You know, it's just, it's a lot of shit that goes into going out. And I can't stand people, like I said, that's why I like to plan shit. I can't stand people that just be like, let's just go. Homies is like that sometimes. People I know be like, let's just get together. And then what? at each other? Hi, how you doing? Like, what are we doing? I'm just that type of person. Like I said, if what I'm doing by myself is the same thing we're going to be doing, except that we're together and we're doing the same thing, I mean, it just depends, you know? If I can sit at the house, smoke weed, and watch TV, why would I come sit in your house, smoke weed, and watch TV? You know what I mean? If we don't, you know, I'm weird like that, I guess. Yeah, cool. Or I could do that, but why do it for an extended amount of time? You know what I mean? Why? Okay, came through, smoke. Now I'm gonna roll out and chip. You know, go do. I need to do something. And conversation is not activity, for me at least. Like I said, I don't like people. I don't like talking to people. People don't like what I got to say. But I could play conversation. I'm a good conversationalist. But, again, I don't do a lot of talking because, again, people don't like the majority of the time what I have to say. So I just choose not to talk to avoid that issue. Because one, two things are going to happen. You're going to say something to me, then either I'm going to let that go because I see where you're at, or you're going to catch me on a bad day, but I'm going to say something back. And then keep in mind, you're always going to get more pissed off than me. I'm from a long line of shit talkers. And I see it, too. It's funny. It's hilarious. Because when I do go by my mom's and when I chop it up with her or my dad or something like that, and I'll say something, and she says something smart back, you know, like, it's just natural. So I've said it before. I'm like, this is, and I told her, I'm like, this is what people must think about me and what say about me. When I'm sitting there saying, you're like, really? You know, ask her a question, what it deserves a simple yes or no, and she goes off on some whole other tangent. You know what I mean? Talking shit or whatever, something like that. But like I said, it's just natural. It naturally rolls off the tongue. And it fucks with me, too, because like I said, it's just, in a lot of situations, I just can't help myself, or I pull back. It's like somebody says something, I'm about to say something, and I bring it back, or I just chuckle to myself or something like that. But people have thought about something, depending on who it is. Some motherfuckers even want to ask me, what were you just thinking? You don't want to know. You don't want to know. Like, yeah, because it was funny to me. You ain't going to find that shit funny. But, I mean, hey, whatever. You know, I'm not going to burst your bubble. You know? I don't know. Like I said, it's going to be interesting year. I'm probably not going to talk the whole show. It's already been an hour and some change. Give y'all some updates on what's going on with me or whatever. I got to find a blunt so I can smoke this weed. It's Friday. It's my last weekend, like I said, before I start a new job. So I'm just trying to get as charged up as possible before I get back to the bullshit. So we'll see how good that goes. But, again, as far as the New Year's goes for everybody, if you say you're going to do something across the board, like I said, I hold people responsible for the things that they do. And like I was saying earlier, a lot of people like to feel they get away with shit. And what's going to fuck me over is that I'm holding people responsible for the things that they do. I hold people responsible for the things that they say. Don't tell me you're going to do something if you're not going to do it. And then if you do that and you don't do what you say you're going to do, don't get mad at me for having an attitude of fucking about it or saying anything. You the one that said you was going to do something and didn't do it. You know what I mean? I'm not letting shit slide or get over it. Yeah, I'll get over it, but that don't mean that everything's cool. You're still fucked up. And it's funny because a lot of people, when they do fuck up or they don't feel that they have to do anything, not even apologize. At the very least, if I fuck up and I truly feel like I fucked up, I know how to say, I'm sorry, my bad. People can't even do that. Can't even say I'm sorry. Like you said, they just really expect to get away with it, get over it, you're going to forget about it, blase, this, that, or whatever. No, I'm not doing none of that. It's going to be real interesting to see. Because like I said, I'm holding everybody responsible. I'm holding you responsible. And if you don't want to take responsibility, or if you can't take responsibility, then that lets me know exactly where you're at. It lets me know where I need to be as far as you go. Simple. Because, again, you can ask me what you want. You can listen to the shows. You can do whatever you want. Check my Facebook. Whatever you got to do to try to get whatever information you need on Dagger. You know, put it together however you want to. Think whatever you want to. I don't give a fuck. I know what I'm doing. You can't tell me shit about what I'm doing. That's number one. And number two, again, I do unto others as I would have them do unto me. I'm not questioning you. I'm not all up on your shit. I'm not trying to follow you around, this, that, or whatever. I'm not questioning you, you know what I mean, this, that, about whatever. Don't do it to me. Because, like I said, if I get like that or get in that mode, nobody likes that. And I'm not even talking about anger. If I was on people's heads, you know, again, about what they say, what they do, what they should do, how they should act and everything like that, or what I feel, you know, because, again, the funny thing is where I feel where I can speak on other people and everything, especially when they ask me, is because I pay attention. I have given to people, they have taken it, and it has worked. My record speaks for itself. So, but again, I don't offer information. I don't even offer advice. I don't want to, because nobody's going to listen. What's the point of getting advice again if you're going to go back and do whatever the fuck you were doing originally anyway? So why waste my time and yours? Especially in the new year. Like I said, no more time wasting. Like I said, it's either we either on or we not. And then we're going to move on and keep it pushing. Very simple. Very simple. But, yeah. I'm going to get up out of here this fucking Fridays. Like I said, this is me getting some things off my chest. Getting ready for this new year. Like I said, I gotta keep my head down, keep pushing forward, make sure everything runs right, make sure everything pushes forward, make sure the fucking show stays on. Like, there's a lot of things I want to do this year. But the one thing I am going to do, like I said, is make sure my shit is straight, get my shit together, because the only way I can make other things better is when I'm put together myself. I can't build a house and move people in unless the house is done first. You know, I can't build anything without a foundation. I need to have a solid foundation. So that's where I'm at. That's what I'm doing. And like I said, keep fucking with Bang Out Radio. Find out what happens. So excuse me. I'm finishing this drink. I'm trying to find a blunt so I can smoke up. See what's about to transpire tonight. But again, thank you for tuning in tonight. If you're out there listening, let's see, what's got up the rest of the week? Of course, y'all know Slap Sundays is coming Sunday, 7 to 9. Play the top slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. Got a lot of new music coming in. So thank you. Keep sending it in. Dagger.bangoutradio, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I'm supposed to have my first Beauty of the Week of the New Year this Sunday as well. Make sure you tune in for that. Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday, 7 to 9. All right, all music, no talk. Y'all already know how that goes down, the complete opposite of today's show. Don't forget Turns Up Tuesday. Our newest show, all right, with the Hood Geeks. Most hood show we got on here on Bang Out Radio, all right? The niggas don't give a fuck about shit, and you really never know what's going to happen on that show. So make sure you tuned in with them, and make sure you send in your music as well. And like I said, they be looking for that hardcore gangster hood shit over there on, you know what I mean, on the Hood Geeks on Turns Up Tuesdays, all right? So even if you send me your music here at dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, you can tag it Hood Geeks or, you know, hood shit or whatever, something like that, or Turns Up Tuesdays, and I'll make sure them niggas know that's what that shit is. For that show, all right? And that's from 6 to, blah, 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 I'm sorry, 8 to 10, every Wednesday, blah, blah, every Tuesday. God, fucking that. Turns Up Tuesdays, 8 to 10, all right? Then, of course, West Coast Wednesdays, Hum Nights with my co-host, Queen Lee. It don't matter, it's an adult topic. Missed that show this Wednesday. Like I said, I was too turned up. I had to apologize to the Queen. It was just New Year's Day, man. It was just New Year's Eve. But sorry, we'll be back fresh, you know what I mean? That'll be our first show. And then I actually got something special going on for that show as well, I think. I'm going to try to get, like I said, I'm trying to get things organized, get things squared away. I'm trying to bring y'all something new for the new year. Still trying to get us with visuals so you can see more of us. I'm trying. Still looking for a gossip girl. Still looking for a computer geek. You know what I mean? It's all kind of shit I'm trying to do. But again, if I'm only doing it by myself, there's only so much can get done. All right? But at the same time, if I got to do it by myself and with those that are running with Bang Out Radio, then we got it and we're going to do what we can. All right? So, again, thank you for tuning in. Fuck You Fridays, first Fuck You Fridays of the new year. Hopefully it's going to be a good one. And let's see, anything else I'm going to need to say? Nah, I think I'm good. So we'll see y'all, like I said, this Sunday. Stop Sundays, new beauty of the week, and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I'm about to get fucked up real quick with the Witty Gang. Holla at y'all later, man. See y'all Sunday.
Witty Boys, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Witty Gang.
Fucked up.
Witty
Boy.
Yeah. You know how we do this shit.
Here we go.
Great Goose,
yeah.
J fucked up. 365 coming on the set.
Fresh Witty,
huh?
Witty,
huh? Witty Gang.
drink more drinks, pop more pills, get so high that death is real. I'm so drunk, high, gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up,
Nah, it ain't quick, 40 be up in the building. So fucked up, moonwalking on the ceiling. Pills got me feeling like a nigga won the lottery. I get degrees smoking weed, weed allergies. So high, mouth dry, tastes like chalk. Put hypnotic in my head, straight incredible Hulk. Nah, I can't walk, can't talk, stumbling, fumbling. We going to the party, now I'm driving drunk again. Push in the air, yak in my cup, bass turn way up, cause not giving a fuck, damn nigga try to stop me. The way a nigga feel to do that, you gotta pop me. I don't want no problems, just more drink and drugs. So we can laugh at these bitches when we get to the club.
Hey, can I get a drink?
Yes. Psych, my bad, I fucked up, but you still don't even look right. Thinking I'm a trick, bitch, to me you a joke. Looking like $1 million, but the bitch there broke. Ha, girl, you run a good game, think I'm gonna pass though.
You a jerk.
Nah, I'm a shit and an asshole.
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so broke, high feel. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
The black mama conqueror conglomerates. Any altercation, no hesitation, the blemish spit. Round after round, the sound to split your earlobes. Western app weapon, we riders, you niggas weirdos. Nympho the grand introduction like no other. I spit in your face,
fuck your mother, kill your brother.
I want the keys to the safe,
nigga, for ain't nothing nice.
Nigga, give me what you got,
your money or your life.
I'm fucked up,
don't get fucked up though.
Pistol packing predator, posted up with the pump. I'm checking from the jump off pills and mushrooms. Coughing from the blunt. I'm filled with hash fumes, cash rooms, everything around me. I smash fools, off pushing OE. I rhyme to the death, this hood bound bust. I'm fresh with it when I spit it with it, boy, motherfucker.
Well, what you want to do?
Pour me another one. Anybody kill a nigga? Anybody got a blunt?
Turned up off a pill,
still yelling with it. Fuck how you feel, real deal. She can get it, split the blunt, and then I feel it with the kush, then spark it.
Reckless battery, gonna reach.
Spilling drink on the carpet, throwing shit, cause I can't fade it off. Shot to Jack. If your girl keeps staring, I'ma take her to the back. Chuck smack the strap, chrome plated. The shrooms kicking in, hot boxing in the beamer. The heater hold double since I got the clip extended. I'm riding and I'm with it.
Perpetrators just pretending.
Defending. Champs, all opponents get swept. We from the west. We for the bitches and we fresh. And I'm my best. So fuck it, pour me another one.
Like the blunt,
cause I'm fucked up.
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
Fornication, no chasing, straight bruise. Hey, why an exclusive off pills from Grey Goose? The mama wanna groove, I'm two-stepping with no truth. Smacking her on her ass, squeezing her boobs.
She fucked up.
Like everybody in this motherfucker, parking like Corolla with Chevy Benz and Cutlass. Celebrating the hustle, we family, it's nothing. In the backseat, on our way to the next. Fuck your perp in the air, westin' on the freeway. Still off the goose, so I gotta take it easy. Red Supermans, I'm turned to capacity. A crowd of bad bitches trying to study their anatomy. Bitch. Looking for a beauty. People in the scene trying to get you in that booty. Cashier waits when I'm in that coochie. She getting me off like a motherfucker Uzi. Fucked up, I keep a burning by the gut. Smoking the blood, taking a pour in another cup. A fishy turned up when it's time to back his blood. You showing your words cause I'm fucked up.
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high. Gonna get fucked up cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?